It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Both the president and first lady had TV specials this past weekend. I don't know if you saw either of them. I watched the one on Melania. I did not see the one on the president. President Trump interviewed with Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes, and things got really heated.
I never knew how dishonest the media was. I really mean it. I'm not saying that as a soundbite. I never knew how dishonest.
I'm going to change the subject again.
Well, no, but even the way you asked me a question, like about separation.
Yeah.
When I say Obama did it, you don't want to talk about it.
No.
When I say I did it, let's make a big deal. I'm going to run
your answer, but you did it four times.
I'm just telling you that you treated me much differently on the subject.
I disagree, but I don't want to have that fight with you.
Hey,
or
it's okay.
Or I would have another fight with you.
Leslie, okay. It's okay. In the meantime, right. I'm president and you're not.
What a narcissistic man. That got real heated. And First Lady Melania Trump did a special on ABC where she was asked about the president's alleged affairs.
It is not concern and focus of mine. I'm a mother and a first lady, and I have much more important things to think about and to do. I know people like to speculate and media like to speculate about our marriage and circulate the gossip. But I understand the gossip sells newspapers, magazines, getting advertisers. And unfortunately, we live in this kind of world today.
Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kenya Moore posted a note on Instagram yesterday letting friends know that her baby shower is just days away and telling them that she's expecting a present even if they can't make it. She said, etiquette 101, if you cannot attend a monumental life-changing event in a friend's life, it's nice to send a gift anyway, weddings, graduations, or baby showers. It's about class. It's not about a dollar amount. It's to show that you care the same way the person cared to invite you to share a moment in their life. Is it required?
I don't think... When you said that, it just blows my mind that people really expect or are that entitled for all these things. I don't think so.
Well, I'm going to a wedding at the end of this month, and I brought a gift to the wedding shower, bridal shower. Do you still bring a gift to the wedding?
My take, yes, just because I've always associated, like, usually cash, like, $50 or $100, because that usually covers your meal.
Gotcha.
That's mine. Maybe I'm wrong, but...
That makes sense.
That's what I do.
Yeah,
So when you invite me to the wedding next year with you and the Egyptian, I'll probably drop, like, a hundo.
Ooh, you know what?
Wait, I'm invited, right?
Well, you know how this weekend I went to Southern Indiana to spend time with my friends, and I brought the Egyptian with me, and one of my friends took him aside and privately asked him, are you going, like, what is your timeline? Like, when can I expect an engagement with you and Alex? And I guess he hinted at this time, by this time next year.
Oh my goodness.
So anyway, Cardi B just had her baby girl in July, but casually said on Twitter that having another baby's on her mind. The rapper asked for fans to give their input. A bunch of people said they wouldn't mind. They said, bring on the babies. I don't know
about
that.
Can we help naming the baby? Is that possible?
Yeah, I would like to name it. Yeah, so it's not something else like Culture, Petri Dish, or whatever she's naming her kids.
Petri is a good name, though. Don't mock that one.